Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries, the hidden truths of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. Jesus Christ, Matthew 13:11. Glory to God forever. Welcome to Wonder Reality, part 3 of the parable of the sower, the foundational parable of all 42 parables. It's very important for us to realize Jesus, we have recorded here the parable. Then Jesus, another famous teaching and presentation that Jesus gives about the kingdom of heaven. The verse at the beginning of this message is the first verse of that, but it goes verses 11 through 17. So important, so just glorious, incredible truth, but it's about the kingdom of God, which is the presence of Jesus Christ. Amen. And then we have recorded Jesus' explanation of the parable. And in verse 19, we see Jesus says, this is in the explanation, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom, right there, he's talking about the kingdom again. It's his most frequent topic. That's the presence of God, the presence of Jesus Christ. All of our focus should be on that, on the presence of God, the presence of Jesus Christ, in our own personal walk with Him and in ministry. Amen. That is how we walk with Him. That's how we do everything. If it's Jesus' most frequent topic and most the topic that He talked about, taught about, and preached about the most, then it should be for us too. To be honest, I believe one of the reasons that if we look at the whole body of Christ, if we're not having revival, if people are missing it, let's just call it that, and we pretty much all are missing it, some more than others. You've heard that saying, everyone's created equally, some more equal than others. That's kind of a riddle, but we're all missing it. Some are missing it more than others. The reason is because we don't have the presence of God, the presence of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. That's the whole reason. That's the whole thing. I could just stop this message right now. He is everything, of course, but it's His presence, His glory, and all that we do. I say all, you know, everything that we do, everything that we are, we should be focused on that and seeking that. Just like he said, seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first. The first and only and main in everything that you do, seek the presence of God, the presence of Jesus Christ. And right here in the foundational parable, the kingdom of God. It's all about the kingdom of God. It's all about... All right, so next point. This parable, the foundational parable, incredible, of all 42 parables, Jesus said, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? This parable is about a man sowing seeds and the four results that happen with those seeds. This is simple, isn't it? It's basic. And by the way, everything in our walk with God is simple and basic. But this is something just basic. It's part of the fabric of living on the earth. It's simple. It's incredibly important. Vital. This is how we survive. But just the whole thing of sowing seeds and the results, because of that simplicity, I think many of us don't look into this parable and other parables deeper. We don't let the Holy Spirit reveal these wonderful hidden truths to us. Just like Jesus said, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries, the hidden truths of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. There are hidden truths that he wants to reveal to us, and we need the presence of God to receive these wonderful mysteries and hidden truths, treasures. But again, the greatest treasure is him, the presence of Jesus. Amen. There's many, many beautiful things in the world, and all these parables are incredibly beautiful and wonderful, and there's so many things, but nothing compares to his presence. Amen. And that's what we should be seeking. Because it's simple, it's sowing seeds and the results, we don't take it as serious as we should. We don't look into it more. We don't, again, let the Holy Spirit reveal to us. Some of us, even, we dismiss it. We gloss over it. And other people, and these are probably the people that aren't saved, they just even probably, whether it's to themselves or in some other way, they almost make light of it. That's a dangerous thing to do. We should never do that. This parable has hidden truths and mysteries and meaning and revelation that is so glorious. It's too glorious for us to even realize and understand. It's too wonderful. I'm just talking about just this one parable. That's like six verses. It's short. It's a man sows seeds and there's four different results. One good result, three bad. Three that had no results, actually. And all the things within it. So wonderful, we can't even comprehend it. It's too high for us. Too wonderful. Too glorious. Just like him. We can never describe him. He's too wonderful to describe, too wonderful to put into words, yes. But yet we can experience him, fellowship with him. We can experience today. We can receive the daily bread that he wants us to receive. That's the daily portion of him. Jesus Christ is the bread of life. The daily portion of him that we should receive. He wants to give us that. Okay, but I'm getting to the main point of this one, part three, the main point. Here's one thing about this parable. I've talked in some other messages about the four things we as human beings need to survive. They're very basic: light, air, water, and food. Four things, we have to have all four. Without just one of these, we would die. God Almighty, of course, provides all four of those things, those entities, all four of them. He provides 100% of them all the time. We can't provide those things ourselves. But only one of them is different from the other four, and it's the food. The first three, it's pretty clear God provides all of the first three. The light from the sun, the air, and water. We can't produce those. But with food, it's the one vital, absolutely vital thing on the earth that we as humans actually play a part in. We are part of the process because we as humans have to sow seeds. Mostly it's farmers, right? We have to sow the seeds and we have to do a lot of work in that process of those seeds becoming food. We, in fact, it could even be argued, we play a vital role in that. If seeds are not planted, no food is produced. If something goes wrong in that process of harvest, of producing fruit, crops, food, let's just call it producing food. It can be crops, it can be all kind, you know, fruits, vegetables, nuts, grains, all these wonderful things that God provides for us. If we don't do the work that's necessary in that process, then no food is produced. And I'm talking just about the natural world right now. And it's the same thing spiritually. We partner with God Almighty in our own personal life, personal spiritual walk with Him, and in ministry, both. And this is a mystery. This is one of the mysteries I believe Jesus is talking about, that He would allow us to be part of it, that we are made in His image and we have a complete free will, and He's not going to make anyone do anything. He partners with us, basically. We're partnering with God Almighty. And if we don't do the work spiritually, if we don't, nothing will happen. Just like in the natural. If human beings, if we don't go plant seeds in the ground in the natural, we won't get food and we'll die. Same things in the spiritual realm. Same exact thing. If a human being doesn't do anything, nothing will happen. Just it's across the board. I could give thousands and thousands of examples. In our own personal spiritual life, we have to seek Him. There's a whole list of things, actually, that we have to do that are all common sense. We have to humble ourselves before Him. That's the most common sense thing in the universe. Like, we're nothing compared to God Almighty. That's like the very first thing. We humble ourselves before Him. We have to get our life right. When we have a moral compass. Every human knows that there are certain things that are okay to do and certain things that are not. It's not right to steal from someone. It's not right to kill another person. It's very obvious. It's just common sense. It's not good to lie. We have to get our life right. That's, you know, repent. We have to treat others. It's just common sense. We have to forgive others. Jesus even said, if you forgive, God will forgive you. If you don't forgive, He won't forgive you. It's just, and so there's all these things. The list goes on and on. We have to do them. We have to seek Him with our whole heart, for example. If we just seek Him with a little bit of us, we get just a little, He gives us a little bit of Himself. So my point is, this proves that we partner with God Almighty, and it's the same thing in ministry. He's chosen to do ministry. He's chosen for the gospel to be preached and all the work of the body of Christ to be done by us. Yet in all of this, it's God Almighty actually does everything that is accomplished. He does it. Amen. And that's that same thing in our own personal spiritual life. Yes, we do that list of things. We humble ourselves. We repent. Get our life right. We seek Him with our whole heart. We treat others with in the way that we want to be treated. We treat others. We forgive. All that list of things. And then God does all the work in us. Amen. The Holy Spirit. That's the realization and the revelation that we come to, is that yes, He's doing all this wonderful work. Then we move into the realm of faith, where Jesus Christ gives us the faith to rely on Him so that this glorious mystery can be accomplished in our life, that we can get the results, those results that are in that fourth category of the parable of the sower. And let me read it. Others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, 60, and 30. Jesus said, he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word of the kingdom and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. So, man, that's so much in that. But one big thing about it is understanding. So that's why I'm giving this message. This is just one little tiny message. But in all of, you may be in ministry, you may be, all of our messages, all it should be go back, of course, to this glorious presence of Jesus Christ, the presence of God. When we understand that, that's when everything happens. That's when the great things happen. That's how we walk with Him. Amen. Amen. And one more thing. I mentioned this in the previous message. A big portion of the body of Christ believe in the what they call the sovereignty of God. That God does everything and we have nothing to do with it. They would say in our personal spiritual life and in ministry. You know, they would say, He does everything. We don't play a part in it. And this parable disproves that. I strongly believe that this parable disproves it. And the fact that it's the foundational parable, we should pay attention to that. That again, the only one of those four things that we play a part in is sowing seeds to get food. And it's fascinating to think about all the food. I'm talking about all the food except animal products come from seeds sown into the ground that grow up into trees and vines and crops and plants and all these things. It's incredible. And produces the food. And human beings actually do this work. You know, farming is a lot of work. It is tremendous amount. Gardening also. It's someone has to work hard. They have to work smart. They have to do a lot of things. They have to deal with a lot of different potential problems and challenges and issues. And it's a whole lot of work. And over time, we know that eventually that food is produced. And if humans don't do that, it's not going to get done. And so it's the same thing. And let me just talk about just our personal spiritual life. It's the same thing. You know, if somebody's saying, oh, it's the sovereignty of God, that's eliminating us, you know, as our part in it. That's why, you know, it's up to us. It's completely up to us. And, you know, I hope that comes across the right way. I don't want to sound like a know-it-all or sound like it harsh. You know, it's 100% up to us because, again, we're dealing with mysteries. We cannot explain it all, but this parable reveals a tremendous amount. And so I encourage anyone who is in this walk with Jesus Christ, no matter what phase someone is in, we partner with Him and we can move forward in our walk with Him and we can receive these glorious things He wants us to receive. The very first thing that we have to do to become a follower of Jesus Christ, we have to make that decision, a quality decision where we ask Jesus Christ to be our Lord and Savior and we give Him our life. Right there, I mean, the very first thing, and everything else in our walk with Him is exactly the same way. To receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, to speak in tongues, to do all these wonderful things, move from phase one to phase two, being born of the Spirit, and then phase three, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's up to us. Yes, God does the work. Amen. But we must continue on. We must be, just like those metaphors, we must be the good soil, prepare that soil and be the branch and be the tree, be God's garden, be a plant. We're his sheep. All these things we have to continue on. And an incredible revelation. It shows how it really is another revelation of how we are made in God's image, as I said just a minute ago, and we have a free will, just like God. We total free will, and we have to choose to serve him. Choose you this day whom you serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Right there it says choose. We have to choose. And God will not make anyone do anything. Now, yes, God can sometimes just supernaturally come in himself. You know, the Jesus Christ himself has visited people on the earth. Amen. And has taken people to heaven. Has taken people to hell. You know, yes, amen. God can do that. Amen. He's God Almighty. But for the most part, he does not do those types of things. For the most part, it's up to us to continue on. But even when, you know, now see, we're getting into a mystery. It's a mystery. We could give millions upon billions of messages about this, and we will never explain it. We will never fully comprehend it or understand or grasp it. It's too wonderful for us, too glorious, too high. We cannot attain it. And so we continue on in this glorious mystery of a walk with him that can be a reality only through the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'll continue in the next message.